All right, good evening. Well, first of all, credit to North Carolina for winning the game. They got a good team, good players, and certainly found a way to get it done. A lot of good effort on the field in the first half. Certainly felt like we were affecting their quarterback, albeit the one fumble that we started finding our way offensively and moving the ball down the field, affecting their quarterback enough to put ourselves in a position to take the lead right before halftime with a drive. They came out in the second half, took the momentum with the big play and the touchdown, and then we had a successive series where we turned the ball over. One, I believe, was on a snap, the other one on an interception, then find ourselves at the end just trying to catch up, you know, with time running pretty quickly. You know, again, obviously disappointed, especially after we felt we were progressing in the first half, and credit to North Carolina as well. So, questions, please.
Mario, when they went up-tempo offensively, it seemed to really work for them. They were creating a lot of confusion. How big of a factor did you think that was?
They're good at it. Getting lined up to it is always the issue, and simulating their tempo is difficult. They do, again, a really good job, and sometimes they catch you in a misalignment. Sometimes they catch you in a moment of fatigue. But they had success with some of their tempo. So if we had some success early, throwing them off with some of our pressures and stunts. But they, you know, the play count, as it got higher, their tempo was more effective.
Mario, Tyler, I think, had a career-high yardage, or at least a lot of touchdowns tonight, but he still got hit hard, and had, I guess, a tough game also. Can you talk about how he is and his... We had heard on ABC something about his hand, and there's just all kinds of stuff going on. How is he?
No, I think... when we were in catch-up mode, it's difficult on him. It's difficult on the offensive line. You know, you're sitting back there and you're protecting and drop back, and that's very difficult to do, you know, in five- and six-man protection for a while. I know he took a shot, earlier in the game when he threw the touchdown pass as well from a free hitter, you know, which, again, is outnumbered in protection. But he's really, really tough. I mean, it's that kind of game, you know. We hit their quarterback, they hit our quarterback. Both teams threw the ball a lot, and both have good offensive lines and good defensive lines. And so there's going to be some give and take, and certainly appreciate him and his toughness for fighting through and finding a way to finish the game.
Mario, from your point of view, just what changed after halftime? You obviously went into halftime with a lead. They come out and score, three unanswered touchdowns.
Yeah, we affected the quarterback in the first half and limited the explosive plays. And they got their explosive plays. They made them and got us on them in the second half. And tempo affected us a little bit more, and we didn't affect their quarterback as much, you know. But that being said, that's what affected the defensive side. The offensive side, we certainly had our chance, right? We came out, we're moving the ball. We have, the snap just wasn't on the money. Again, guys are trying their butt off. That ball bounces around. They pick it up, and then we end up turning the ball over on the next drive. So, you know, we had been moving the ball really well those last four series of the first half, and we come out the second half. They score twice, and we turn the ball over twice. That tilted the momentum. We found ourselves trying to catch that momentum back and never did.
And you mentioned explosive plays. Obviously, Tez Walker, big game tonight. What did he do that was so effective against you guys?
He's a big, fast guy. You know, we mistimed the post route that he caught. I mean, Jaden's trying to make a play there. And credit to both Jaden and to Walker. I mean, great ball. He's a great Drake Mays is a great quarterback, you know, and he put that ball exactly where it needed to be put. And as hard as we try to cover that one got away from us. But it wasn't a lack of effort. I mean, that was really two guys really competing hard and trying to make a play, and they made it.
Mario, you guys, I know the last interception, he's just trying to make a play there at the end, but nine turnovers, I think, now in two games for you guys. Mm-hmm. And then some costly penalties, obviously, early on in this game. Mm-hmm. I mean, how much of this is self-inflicted, where you guys are just kind of hurting yourselves?
Yeah, we did early today. I mean, there's no doubt about that. We had a chance to score, you know. We're trying to make a play, and the ball squirts out. We've been really good about holding on to that ball early in the season. In the last couple games, it's gotten us. And we, like we talked about in there, this is, you know, the way our organization is built is there's no There's no time for self-pity. There's no time for negativity or pointing fingers or getting a shell and balling up or whatnot. It's really addressing the things that we got to get better at, getting away from the things that we're not really good at, and get better. That's it. That's all we can be focused on. That's, you know, being a member of this team is unconditional, you know, whether it's a win or a loss. And when you have opportunities that you allow slip away, you got to take it as a whole. You got to take it from as coaches. You got to take it as players. You got to take it as we got to teach it better. You got to execute it better. You just take it. Yeah. So.
Obviously, you guys had limited tape on Tez Walker in the week. How were you able to just prepare for him specifically in practices this week, scouting him?
Well, I think what they do schematically already incorporates what they would have done with him. They've got a lot of really talented players. They've got a lot of really good wide receivers. But, you know, we know his ability. You know, he's a guy that everybody recruited, you know, once he was in the portal. So you prepare the best of your ability, try to create your best matchups, and sometimes you just got to win those matchups, right? You can't. Anytime you take away one guy from this area, from the box, to double cover somebody, you expose yourself on the other side, right, in the run game. So playing cat and mouse there for a little bit, and today, you know, they got more than we did.
What did UNC do to kind of clog up running lanes and make things difficult in the run game for you guys?
Well, I think a couple times we were a little bit impatient, you know, where you got to set this thing up a little bit before it pops. They did really well against the 11 runs, 11 personnel runs. Our open set runs were hitting pretty good. I don't know how much we did in 12, but they seem to have some air in them as well. I got a couple that spit out a little bit. We generated some good stuff in the first half. In the second half, I'm going to have to watch tape. I mean, I feel like the A-gaps had enough air to squeeze some stuff out, but it didn't show out that way. So credit to them.
Mario, I'm more from Coach. How's the morale of these guys? I know 0-2 in the AC is not the way you wanted to start the year, mm-hmm. but we know this is a different group too, different leaders. Mm-hmm. How are they sort of responding right after?
I think they're real. I mean, number one, they're disappointed. I told them they should be disappointed, and they know it, and they should be pissed, but also in the right kind of way, you know, because there's a lot of good effort. There are some bright spots, and the stuff that needs to be cleaned up can be cleaned up so we can be a good football team, as good as we can be. And that's just being very real. There's no sugarcoating. There's no masking or trying to pretend that there's areas that we can coach and play better at that is going to make us better, and some other areas we got to remedy with scheme or whatnot. And so we're very realistic about that, and I think they have a very realistic approach to the future and the progress of this team. They've seen what we can do when we're really good, and they've seen what we do when we get, you know, when it gets away from us a little bit. So I think they're ready to just get back to work and improve and get better.
Mario, you mentioned earlier about getting pressure on Drake May. Obviously, you did a very good job of that, especially in the first half.
Yeah.
Earlier in the year, it seems like you guys were getting a lot of pressure, but not really getting home a lot. What changed, do you think, tonight?
Well, I think that play design, scheme design was helpful. I think guys like Ruben Bain playing more downs, more snaps, you know, really starting to feel comfortable now playing at this level, being a freshman. Having Branson Dean back has helped a bunch as well. He's a good football player. Got to see, I know Nigel Lee got banged up. A couple other guys really popped and showed out and strained, like really strained to get to the quarterback. I mean, rushing the passer is an attitude, you know, it's a demeanor, it's a mentality. It's like, it's at all costs, right? And we have a couple guys that have that, and we're going to keep developing that type of an appetite to get to the quarterback.
Good morning. You heard Mario Cristobal last night after the 41-31 loss up in Chapel Hill. I'm going to give you my thoughts on it. He said it pretty right. Halftime, I mean, we did a good job in the first half against May. But second half, I mean, you cannot turn the ball over four times and beat a quality team like North Carolina. And here's the frustrating part about last night. North Carolina had in penalty yards, 147 yards in penalties, and we could not take advantage of that in the second half. They held us to 91. They held us to 91 yards last night rushing. They had 235. That is a problem. That is a problem. That was a problem. I mean, second half, I mean, we did not. I'm going to give you a little facts in the second half. In the second half, we had 273 in the first half. In the second half, before the garbage time TDs. Okay. 30. Before the garbage time TDs, we had 47 yards. 47 yards before those two touchdowns we got late, mostly in garbage time. Then, you know, after that, we had about... But basically, we got those garbage touchdowns in the game out of hand. Carolina had the game pretty much wrapped up at that point. North Carolina in the second half. In the second half. Okay. They had... In the second half last night, Carolina, I think at one point, I think in the third quarter, had over 400 yards last night at one point. They had 500 total. They had 270 yards in the second half. In the second half, they had 270 yards. Okay. 270 to that was the difference, basically. Four turnovers, you can't do that against a team like this. We had 40, before those touchdowns, 47 yards. And in the second half total, we had 224. But basically, most of those yards, and of those two, that 224, 179 was in garbage time. Yeah, 177 was in garbage time. But listen, you cannot allow... And I said going in a couple things we had to do. This was a gut check game. This was supposed to be a gut check game. I like the fact they didn't quit. I like the fact we kept fighting. But four turnovers, man. And we didn't force a turnover last night. That was a problem. Now, people are going to say, fire Mario. Mario's lost the locker room. That's baloney. Mario Cristobal is the right coach for us right now. Now, do we have some things we have to fix? Yes. Got Clemson next week. Got to do a better job. Report cards as follows. Offense, I'm going to give a D. I mean, the turnovers, that was an issue there. Penalties, that was a problem there. Defensively, I'm gonna give a D as well. Allowing 235 yards rushing on the ground and not making any adjustments after halftime. That was a problem. They had, and then special teams, I'm gonna give it like a C. I think we did okay there. Definitely could be better at some areas there. But, my goodness. When you sack May five times like we did last night and not do anything with it, and then we commit bonehead penalties. I mean, some on the staff. One for this, for just a couple, on Keontra goes bonehead. Commit a 15-yard penalty after we get a sack there on May. You can't do that. So, got to see where we go going forward. It's a tough loss. I mean, we've lost to these guys now 5 straight years. We won't get these guys again for another 2 more years when they come back to Hard Rock at 25 with the new ACC format. Got to pick ourselves up. We got a tough opponent coming into Hard Rock next Saturday night in Clemson. Next podcast drops will be to be announced. Look for that on Twitter and look for that on X. Look for that on Threads. Look for that in my social media platforms. So, hurts. Lost 2 in a row. Just got to bounce back. That's all there is to it. Take care. Win or lose, go Canes.